For as long as there has been rock and roll, teenagers have played it. But at music clubs and concert halls around Boston, young bands are few and far between. Enter Yes Fest, a new music and arts festival created by teens for teens. WBUR artery reporter Amelia Mason talked to some of the young organizers as they prepare to debut the festival this weekend.
It's a Saturday afternoon at the Brookline Teen Center, a sleek, modern building filled with couches and pool tables and walls painted in primary colors. Inside, hip-hop plays over the PA, and a handful of kids are bent diligently over their work, designing logos, which they'll print onto T-shirts. 15-year-old Gabby Barroso darkens the lines on a portrait of a girl with big glasses and a fierce expression.
It's kind of like four-eyed girl, the glasses. Just like a snarky look with like a little button nose and like gap teeth and a weird hairline.
Barroso performs under the name Questionable Dog. She writes catchy indie rock numbers like this one.
Standing on a swing set in July, doing things that we'll forget by tonight. We all kind of hate these types of goodbyes, but we are all...
We based a lot of the EP around Waxahachie and some of her stuff.
Waxahachie is one of Barroso's favorite bands. But when the group performed in Boston this summer, the teenager wasn't able to go.
A lot of the like really great artists, especially like smaller artists, can only play 18-plus venues because like the venues are like, you have to pay extra to have kids in. So all those complications make it hard for me to be able to see these great people.
If you're a teenage music fan around here, this is all too common. In fact, the majority of shows are 21+. Underage crowds don't spend money on drinks, and many clubs view them as a legal liability. For decades, young people have found ways to enjoy live music anyway, by throwing shows in basements and teen centers and YMCAs. But it's always been tough for underage musicians and fans to find places to gather. And some say it's getting harder.
When I was a teen, you could just start a band and get a show.
29-year-old Wes Kaplan is one of the staff members at the Brookline Teen Center. He got his start playing in bands as a high schooler in Newton.
It was really like you'd get an email from like your friend about playing a show and it would just happen. And you know, there were like bands that were seniors that we all really looked up to as freshmen and that really inspired us to play. And there was this whole lineage that just felt like it had been going on forever and like it would continue forever.
Kaplan isn't sure what changed. But somehow, the torch didn't get passed to the kids he works with in Brookline. So he came up with an idea, a youth-centric music festival where teens could perform, take in new music, and make connections. Drawing on the networks of several other nonprofits, Kaplan was able to attract dozens of young volunteers to the cause. The group agreed on some things right away. They wanted the festival to be inclusive, and they wanted it to be free for teens, $10 for everyone else. And they decided to call it Yes Fest. 17-year-old Mario Jarjor, who drums for the band Wild Painting, explains.
We were trying to come up with a name that really brings out the essence of the event. The way I look at it, like, you know, I want to go to this show, and like, it's 18+, so they're like, no, you can't go. But, you know, if you want to come to Yes Fest, you're more than welcome.
Recently, Wild Painting got together at a studio in East Boston to rehearse. They'll be one of 17 musical artists, from punk bands to rappers to singer-songwriters, all youth from across Greater Boston. Wild Painting singer and keyboardist Angelina Botticelli says that a bigger event like Yes Fest is a chance to reach a wider audience.
We shouldn't just be like in basements, even though that's rad. Like, it should still be kind of open to the public, like mainstream-esque, because we still, like, want people to hear us.
And they hope that Yes Fest becomes an annual event and continues to grow, like Boston Calling, but for teens.
The first Yes Fest is going to be so monumental. It's like, wow, we're all making this what it's going to be.
After a couple of false starts, the band slipped into a groove. Soon, all four teens were swaying along to a song they wrote themselves. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
Yes. Yes Fest is from noon tomorrow to 10 tomorrow night at the Brookline Teen Center. Find more coverage of the Boston art scene in the artery section of our website, wbur.org.